Hello.
Hi there, can I speak with Douglas?
Yeah, speak again.
Hello. From MA Legal. How are you doing today? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
Yeah, brilliant. It was just a quick one today, Douglas. Solicitors have accepted the case for you. Just basically, the forms that we send off, there was a slight error on the form, and they just said that they would prefer your signature to be on the form that we send off to the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Yeah.
So, all I'm going to do is just send that form over. Also, just a form to say that we did discuss the thing, and he was happy with the fee being, obviously, so no fee basis and 20% in a successful case, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. No, so I'm just going to get this sent over to your text now. Get that. Just before, obviously, you do look at that, I do just need to make you aware as well. There are three ways that you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in government legal fee scheme, where it is paid by the government for legal advice. Or you can instruct us under a private agreement as well. We do not participate in the government legal fee scheme. So if you choose us, it would be under a private agreement, as already discussed. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, brilliant. So if you can do me a favour and just open up your text. You should have just received a text from me now.
Yeah, I'll read through it before I sign anything.
Yeah, no, not a problem. But what I can do then, if you would like to read through it, quick read through and whatnot, and then get it signed and sent back, it's really simple to sign. All you've got to do is sign inside one box, click the blue button, which is execute all, and that'll sign them all for you and send it back straight away. Just to confirm though, I have just noticed, Douglas, as well, we don't have a proof of ID for yourself on the system at the moment.
Well, I've already uploaded it.
You did mention, right, just one moment, I'm sorry. Quick look. Oh, yeah.
This is the third time you phoned regarding the signature on this. Now, I've already signed it twice. I've already sent proof of ID, so if I do this again, I'm not doing it again. So if it doesn't come through yet, it's not my fault, because I've done it twice and I've sent proof of ID.
No, that's fine, Douglas. It's a slightly different thing that we're... That you're signing at the moment. This is the form that goes off to the Scottish Redress. They just said they prefer your signature to be on it. But like, so what I'll do is I'll leave it with you. I'll go and have a look as well and see who spoke to you. They should have a copy of your ID.
I sent a passport.
No worries.
I know I've done that.
Yeah. What I'll do is I'll have a quick look then, and then if you can just sign.
And I'll not be sending it again. So if I get phoned again regarding any of this, then I'll not be doing it. Because that's three times now that I've had phone calls.
Do you know who it was that you spoke to originally?
I've no idea. I just get random phone calls saying that I need to do this and I need to do that.
If you're confident that you're confident that you did send your ID in, I'll have a quick chat with whoever you spoke
to.
This form's slightly different that we need you to sign anyway, but if you can just sign it and send it back, we'll be able to work for you, okay?
Right, okay.
No worries, thank you.
Okay, thanks. Bye.